Hello children. In the first chapter, we learnt about the rise of Christianity. Today, we will be studying about the spread of Christianity, which is the second chapter of your textbooks. Christianity did not fade away with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. After his death, his teachings were spread by his followers, notably Saint John and Saint Paul. It was Saint Paul who played an active role in spreading Christianity in the Roman Empire. He was the first to encourage non-Jews to become Christians. We shall now learn how the spread of Christianity in the Roman Empire invited hate from a number of rulers. Christians were being viewed as rebels because they refused to worship Roman gods. Thousands were arrested, tortured, and many were killed. However, all of this came to an end when Emperor Constantine became the first Roman ruler to embrace Christianity. He took several steps to help the spread of Christianity. The most important was that he declared Sunday a public holiday so that people could attend church and build a number of churches. Therefore, this urged Emperor Constantine to shift his capital from Rome to the ancient city of Byzantium. This was because he believed that the Roman Empire had become too big to be administered efficiently. The new capital was named Constantinople. In 391 CE, one of Constantine's successors, Emperor Theodosius, made Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire. We shall now highlight a number of events in medieval Europe. The decline of the ancient Roman Empire was one such important event. There were many causes for the decline of the empire, such as corrupt rulers, frequent outbreak of civil wars, infighting among soldiers, and so on. However, the chief cause for the decline was the attack by Germanic tribes, who were known as barbarians. They plundered the treasury, killed and enslaved a number of Romans. It is said that the Roman Empire ended in 476 CE, when a barbarian chief, Odoacer, made himself the king of Italy and forced the last emperor of Rome to give up his crown. The barbarians went on to extend and carved out their own independent kingdoms and settled down. The largest barbarian kingdom was created by the Franks. Now children, the impact of the barbarian invasions left Rome a city of ruins. The most important impact of these invasions was the rise and spread of feudalism across Europe for hundreds of years. If we form a triangle with our hands, we see that there is a highest point. Here lies the king and a base of the triangle which consists of serfs. This is the lowest part of the triangle. So we see that the king owned the land and granted portions of the land to nobles. And in return, the nobles promised loyalty and protection to the kings. The kings became the lords and the nobles became their vessels. The second layer of the pyramid consists of the nobles who gave land to the knights. And in return for fighting battles, the nobles thus became lords to the knights. The peasants were farmers on the land of the knights and the nobles. In return, they got protection against enemy attacks. The serfs occupied the lowest level among the peasants. Unlike the peasants, serfs were bonded laborers and led miserable lives. This system of granting land on condition of service was called feudalism. Now children, we shall continue the remaining part of this chapter in the next audio clip. Thank you.